You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So speaking of my daughter, they were, her and her husband were coming back from Seattle. Okay, my daughter had a pretty good idea. This looked good. She said, why don't we spend the day in Seattle and then we'll leave on the red eye coming back. You know, you leave at 11:30 at night, Seattle time. You fly for five whatever hours and then get to Kennedy Airport and you sleep on the way. And then it's like 7:30 in the morning when you get in Eastern time when you get there. Right. That's the whole idea. And she got those sleeper seats. Those are pretty cool. She let us see those. I was like, ooh, probably the only time I'll ever see those unless I just pass through that, you know, part of the plane. So anyway, I'm laughing now because they're home finally. A couple hours ago they got in. But this was all supposed to happen Saturday night. And I know there were a lot of thunderstorms around Chicago. I kind of wondered if maybe the plane couldn't get out for some reason. Some reason they couldn't get a plane that they were supposed to fly on to Seattle. And so they kept delaying it. And then what happens is the pilots time out. They're like, well, I'm done. I can't fly now. I can't fly. So they canceled the flight. Sorry. Put you up in a, you know, put you up at a Motel 6 or something. I don't know. Anyway. No, it was nice. So then the next day, you know, they go to the airport and you're waiting and stuff. And they got a flight and it got delayed a little bit, but they finally left at like 4:30. So once they were in the air, it was like, whew, you know, that was good. So we fed the dogs and left and went, got a milkshake. But in the process, someone said, maybe they should just start driving. And I was like, no, this is not like flying to Myrtle Beach.
10-4, good buddy.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Over the weekend, I just couldn't get it out of my mind. That $50 chair for sale that's worth a whole lot more than that. And he knew it. The guy that bought it, he saw it on Facebook Marketplace. It was a Fritz Henningsen. It's a wingback chair. It's a leather chair. Just sits there. It's not like a Lazy Boy or anything. I mean, you know, it's no fun. But it does have footrests. It's really pretty cool looking if you like that kind of thing. They only made 50 of them. And they are very expensive, just to let you know. And a lot of people know that they are. Mainly because, well, one of the reasons is because the actress, Kirsten Dunst, I think that's how you say her name. She's in Spider-Man. And she's got one in her home. So, and they know that because when they made a video of the inside of her home for some show, there it was, sitting in the corner, right? So, they made a big deal on social media about the fact that it was $50. This guy said, I looked up the neighborhood where they live. He said, their house is worth over $6 million. So, but that doesn't mean that they know what it is. You know, you would think, but I guess, you know, since it's on Facebook Marketplace, I don't know. Can you direct message? You just would want to be able to tell them. A lot of people are upset. You didn't even ask if they knew that it was worth way more than $50. So, and he's like, no. He just kind of made up a story. Now, there's one of two things I think could happen. You could tell them, you know, it's worth way more than that. If you want to get rid of it, auction it off. Okay? And then it'll have, you know, you'll have over $80,000. I'm not making that up. But he didn't do that. So he bought it for $50 and he auctioned it off and he got, are you sitting down? $85,000 for a $50 purchase. Now, I was thinking, well, you know, the right thing to do, really. I mean, if it's, you know, money's okay. It's not the money, it's what you do with the money, right? What you do is you say, listen, I auctioned it off. I took the money. I gave it to my favorite Christian radio station so they could start building a new building.
Got that right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
By the way, today is Forgiveness Day. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Hardly a movie goes by that they're not talking about forgiving. And when somebody says, I'm not giving that to him, you said, no, you're not. Forgiveness is giving it to yourself. That's what's always, I just saw that in a movie, and it struck me suddenly, right? It was between a father and a son, and somebody counseled the son to forgive the father. He said, I'm not giving him that. It's not given, you know, you're not. You're giving it to yourself. Paul, the Apostle Paul, in his letters to the church, us, said, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, you see, you forgive as the Lord forgave you. We don't typically do that, though, do we? Now, let's be honest about it. If somebody's done something wrong for us, and they come to us and ask for forgiveness, they say, man, I'm really sorry, I'm stupid, everything. Okay, I'll forgive you. Right? And we expect the same in return. But that's not how God forgave us, is it? Absolutely not. While we were sinners, God forgave us. In fact, God started a whole new covenant with his own blood. Right? So that's the thing that's incredible. You're forgiven right now for the mistakes that you will make today. It's absolutely an incredible thing. It is like, that's why it's called the best news ever.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
I don't know if you know Lisa Turkers. Many of you do. She has women's conferences around. She just had one. She had a lot of books out. The thing about her is, been following her, you know, her life has been kind of an open book. She was a Christian author and speaker. And then her husband cheated on her. And boy, it was out there. It was just common knowledge. Everybody, it was, you know, and they went through counseling and stuff. And she kept teaching and things. And they reconciled. Yeah, all right, yeah. And cheated again. Wow-wee. So she's been through it like a lot of you have been through things like that. So when she says something like, sometimes we're living in a slow-working miracle, you have to say, your ears perk up and say, what? What is that, Lisa? What? Tell me. Just because it's long in coming doesn't mean God isn't working. He always, always doing something good, powerful, breathtaking. And in the waiting, you and I can remember the sweetest fruit is oftentimes that which is most ripe.
The Sound of Life.
Well, something very interesting has occurred to me this morning. I'm really wondering about orcas. It's a really cool National Geographic program that they did years ago that I saw. I thought that was an excellent animal program, you know, because they're not trying to push evolution, at least that I didn't hear it. Anyway, they're just talking about the orcas are incredible animals. And of course, lately they've been talking about some of them have been actually attacking boats. And they're like, what in the world is that? I actually saw a video of one guy was on a sailboat and the thing was kept hitting its keel and talking about that. And they think something must have happened to one or two of them bad from a boat. And so they learned that. And now they're telling others. I think the telling others thing is true. It happens. But from evidence, some things that have happened, I don't think it's going to last a long time. I think they're going to give it up. Okay. Because they're kind of like kids with a new toy. It'll be all about that for a while and then they'll give it up. And I go back to 1987 of something that happened. One orca from a group known as the Southern Residents. I thought I was with that group. Anyway, they were swimming. Get this now. These orcas were swimming with a dead salmon on its head. It's not a joke. The female orca was part of the Capod, the Pacific Northwest Puget Sound. So within weeks, individuals, all three pods in the area were observing sporting veils of dead salmon that didn't seem to serve too much of a function other than the whales apparently found it very entertaining. So just as fast as it began, it ended. And of course, that's the way fashions are, right? And everything's fashionable. It just stopped the next summer. They acted like they never even heard of it. So that's kind of the way it is. So I'm kind of hoping that with the whole boat thing, you know, suddenly They'll just stop. It was just a fad that was over, I guess. A big mystery.
We don't know everything.
No, no.
There's plenty going on right now in the Twilight Zone that we don't know anything about, and I think we ought to stay clear.
Right.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
A powerful story that I looked at and I thought, wow, it's a really cool story, but I mean, it's actually profound, especially considering it involves a 10-year-old, a fourth grader. Not because he's blind or anything, but because he helps somebody who is blind. A ninth grader by the name of Paul Scott is blind. Paul Scott runs cross country with the help of the fourth grader, Rebel Hayes. You see, Rebel guides Paul through courses with the use of a rope, relatively short rope, couple of feet, and he guides them through the courses, trains every day so that he can keep up with the older kids because he never wants to let Paul down. And what a sacrifice. What an incredible living sacrifice. He's a fourth grader helping a ninth grader run cross country, and he has to keep up because he has to guide him. So he is going to let, you know, his efforts are going to help him win a race. He finishes the race, but he doesn't get the credit for the race. That's what's blowing my mind right there. Oh, man, and I hope it blows your mind as well.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.